Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very important hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about how the goodness and the good of this world and the hereafter, khayru dunya wal akhirah, khayr, goodness, is obtained, how these are obtained. You know, khayr and goodness, this is a very general concept. It's one of the most general concepts, ethical concepts, goodness versus evil. And to which all other, you know, ethical concepts are weighed, right? In this tradition, Imam Ali, it kind of elaborates on how this goodness is obtained. How do we get it? He says, there are three things which if one possesses, they have been endowed with the good of this world and the hereafter. Three things. They are the following. Contentment with Allah's decree, ar-ridha bil-qadha, being content with Allah's decree and what He's destined and written down for us. Of course, this doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, we should not work hard and strive and make efforts for success in this world and the hereafter. But it means that once we have performed and done our most to progress and to succeed in this life and in the hereafter, you know, we should leave the effects to God and also be content with what happens and occurs following our efforts. The second is patience in the face of tribulation. Wasabru alal bala, being patient in the face of problems and tribulations and calamities. This also goes back to the first thing, right? If we're content with Allah's decree, a part of that is the tribulations that we will face, so we will be patient in the face of those calamities and tribulations. The last thing and the third thing that the Imam mentions as the cause of the acquisition of goodness in the hereafter and in this world is the following. And thankfulness in times of ease. What tashakkur? Meaning being thankful in times of ease, right? Of course, this might be a lower form of goodness, because we also have some other hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he says, we in reference to the family of the Prophet, are thankful to God both in the face of tribulations and in the face of ease. Right? So maybe this is like a lower form of goodness that the Imam is referring to. In any case, this is still a cause of the acquisition of goodness in the hereafter and in this world. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam has also kind of summed up this hadith in a general terms. He said, Allah, glory be to Him, does not give His servant any good of this world or in the hereafter, except as a result of His good nature and good intention. It kind of sums up those three things in one good quality. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the good of this world and the hereafter and its obtainment in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد